I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and Leaders Portfolio. It's time for your business to apply for this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards. If you're a business who sells to the private sector, or maybe you sell to the public sector, apply for Leadership Business of the Year. Or if you have what it takes to be Business Leader of the Year, separate categories for businesses with under and over 50 employees. Applications and nomination forms are at leadersportfolio.com. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, now in studio with the CEO of Heron Associates, Mr. Jeff Heron. Heron Associates, located in Washington, D.C., is an engineering and management consulting firm selling to the federal sector, approximately $18 million in revenues in 2010. Welcome, Jeff, to Leaders Portfolio.
Hi, Dr. Blacksmith. How are you?
Doing well. I like to hear about your company start because I read that both the Gulf War and the global financial crisis in 1989-1990 was what inspired you to start your firm. So explain how that inspired you.
Well, inspiration started way back when I was in college, when I picked up industrial engineering, and I saw that as an opportunity to come in and improve efficiencies and add values to organizations. And I moved up here in 1980 and got involved in the into the defense business and saw a lot of waste and saw opportunities to move into that and to carry the mission of trying to help federal executives save money.
So your mission was to help federal executives save money.
Right. And along the way, I saw an opportunity to jump in and do my own consulting and to directly do business with the federal government, primarily the Navy and the Army.
And your background is military?
No.
It's not?
It's not military.
But you just had a heart for this issue area?
Well, I had a thirst for making money, and I guess the defense business in the 1980s was shaping up. And I moved up here from Mississippi in 1980. There was no money in Mississippi, so I moved up here where the federal sector was, and dove in my career there. So,
and it's interesting. You just said that the goal was to help federal executives save money. It's something
right.
They definitely struggle with. I mean, I'm speaking here, as a political scientist as well. And so have you seen, kind of as an insider, and I know you've been in the defense industry for 25 years, even prior to Heron Associates, have you seen, from your perspective, the federal government get better at saving money over time?
Well, I've seen the federal government keep expanding, and I've seen that continued. Obviously, I've seen that and watched that in the news, and seen the additional revenue expenditures. What our goal is to try to take what money they do get and try to get more from it. We try to set it up to where our clients can get more with less, and that's our primary focus is to. Help them through business process reengineering techniques. Some people call that Lean Six Sigma. Another area we look at heavily is cost. We look at the cost expenditures and try to go in and improve the organizational effectiveness of the bureaucracy. That's our focus.
Excellent. And this is something we do both agree with, which is delivering measurable results to clients. And so, have you had to learn? Various ways. Obviously, there's different ways to measure results, right?
Right.
And so have you had to learn kind of various ways to measure results for your clients over time? Or do you have kind of a formula that you implement through your business?
That's a tough one.
It's a tough. It is tough.
Or maybe
one project it's one way, right? And another project it's a different way.
Well, we deliver, I don't know how to answer that question.
Yeah. You know, it's something else we can talk about is within that question along those lines is that I've seen. And this is a good thing. I've seen the federal government over the last 15 years, and this has been documented, this isn't my opinion, really pay attention to kind of delivery, right? They're ranking all their policy now they rank for effectiveness. And there's, you know, there's debates over, you know, is the measurement for those policy rankings correct? But it's, I've seen a kind of an overall trend of better performance measurement. Can you, have you seen that along, you know, from your perspective?
Well, I guess we've seen that at the micro level. I guess from the macro level of the federal government, I think we've all seen the expenditures rise, and I think we've seen. I know we borrow 60 cents on every dollar that we spend in the federal government right now. So I know some of that has to do with the revenue coming in, but most at the micro level where we spend our time, we primarily work with the budgets that the department heads have, and we try to help them improve their outcomes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And you work with primarily defense. That's your main client.
That's right.
Okay. All right, and we're speaking with Jeff Herron. He's the CEO of Herron Associates. And Jeff, you have a bachelor's from Mississippi State University.
Right.
And you have an MBA from George Washington University in finance.
That's right.
And so what have you learned from those kind of degrees that has taught you a principle that you use today? You have to think way back now.
Right. With leadership, is that what you're asking?
With running a business. It could be leadership or running a business.
Well, the industrial engineering degree that I got gave me a platform to establish my business. The MBA in finance helped me understand the various dynamics in a business and the various aspects within a business on how to run it. So although there's lots of challenges outside of that, I mean, with learning, there's no cookbook that actually tells you how to run a business. You have to dive in there and figure it out and make mistakes and learn from those mistakes. So,
And now let's get to the leadership question, which is what is your overall leadership philosophy?
We practice the servant leadership model. I've done that since day one. We put our focus and our emphasis on the junior consultants that we bring in. That we understand that they are the are our future leaders in our organization, and we invest a lot of time and a lot of dollars and energy in trying to inspire and to give them an avenue for their professional development. So that's primarily our focus. And I think when they fail, it's something wrong with our technique or our management. So I think we basically have done that for some time since the beginning of the business. So we've had a lot of success with that.
If you invest that much into kind of junior employees, I would imagine you have a higher retention rate.
We do. We absolutely do. We hire a lot of engineers, primarily industrial engineers, out of Virginia Tech, out of Penn State, Georgia Tech, all up and down the East Coast, all the top engineering schools, and we try to grab the top talent out of those schools and employ them in our mission.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And talk about a leadership failure that you've had.
I guess about 2 or 3 years ago, we had a contract where we ended up chasing after the dollars. It was a relationship type of an event. So we kind of lost focus on our core competencies and started moving outside of our sector. So that was a mistake. It was financially rewarding, but it hurt us in the long run. It was a short-term gain. And so I think that was one of my major mistakes that I did early on. Well, not early on, but lately here.
Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. we all make lots of mistakes, right, all the time.
Right.
And the kind of the poor economic climate is less of a problem for federal government contractors in that, you know, you don't see the massive kind of cuts going on.
Right.
Although there needs to be, which you mentioned earlier, you know, how
right.
much is being borrowed for a future, right? But it's not happening. And so my question would then be is, have you seen any ramifications from the poor economic climate? Has it affected you at all or not really?
In our little industry, we've seen revenues for a lot of our competitors flatten out fairly recently here the past two or three years. So we've seen some, we're starting to see some consolidation going on within our sector there to try to make up for revenue constraints with among our competitors.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff, thank you for being with us in Leaders Portfolio.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Best of luck.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Jeff Herron here with us in Leaders Portfolio in the studio. He's the CEO of Herron Associates. And I want to thank these supporters of leadership, our Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. If you want the federal business communities, Washington area to know that you are leadership business and you value leadership, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. Or maybe you're a company that just believes in giving back and wants to underwrite great leadership content to support something of value in this area. We are in such a public age where people are questioning the leadership of businesses, and this is a way to say, you know what, I'm not like that, and I'm making a public statement that we run differently. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to also remind you to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Award to get your applications in and then nominate someone else to apply. I enjoy speaking with you each week about leadership. This has been Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith asking you what's in your portfolio.